Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many blessings and benefits of reciting Durood and Salam upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith that the companion Sayyiduna Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once left his home, Sayyiduna Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu came forward and he said, O Messenger of Allah, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. I see signs of happiness on your beautiful face. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, just now, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came to me and said, O Muhammad, whoever sends durood upon you once, Allah grants him 10 good deeds, forgives 10 of his sins, and elevates him by 10 ranks. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Views of Madani channel, try to listen to the whole bayan. Many blessings and benefits inshallah will be gained by this bayan. A very important topic, and such an important topic that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned it more than 700 times in the Quran. Now you can imagine, if it's so important and Allah has mentioned it 700 times, this must be very important. Let's listen to a very beautiful story before I tell you what the topic is about. Once Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Mufaddal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he asked one of his Roman friends that, how did you accept Islam? And the Roman, he explained that a Muslim army once came into our country and we were in a battle and a lot of casualties were there. Both sides. He says, I captured 10 Muslims in that army and I gave them to my servants and they were locked up in a house in my home back in Rome. So wherever they were having this battle, the Muslim army, the people that were captured, the prisoners were taken back to Rome and they were captured and they were held captive in a house. And he says that they were shackled with chains and they were told to load goods onto mules. So they were working for the Romans. And they said they were shackled up by chains. He says, one day, I saw one of my servants and taking something from a Muslim person. And from that captive, he was taking something from him. And I grabbed hold of him and I said, what are you taking from him? And the Roman soldier, he says that this Muslim captive gives me one gold coin when he needs to pray. Jab isko namaz padhna hoti hai, ye mujhe ek sone ka sikka deta hai. He gives me one gold coin. And I open his shackles and he goes and he offers his salah. Now, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Mufaddal rahmatullah alayhi, his friend and the new revert, he asked him, then what? And he says that I grab hold of my soldier and I said to him, how dare you do this without me knowing? And he says, from now on, you've been relieved from your duties. I will have this duty for one day. So he says that I stood next to the soldier, the Muslim soldier, and it was time for Zuhr Salah. And the Muslim soldier said to me, if you can open my shackles, I will give you one gold coin. And he says that as the previous servant used to do, I opened his shackles and he offered his salah. And after salah, he hit his hand on the floor. He lifted his prayer mat and he found one gold coin. And he gave that to me. He says that the next salah came. And I said to him that now I'm not going to take one gold coin. I'm going to be taking two gold coins. Ek se kaam nahi chalega. Ab do chahiye. And the Muslim soldier, he says, fine, I'll give you two. So when it was time for salah, he says that I opened up his shackles. After his salah, he hit the hand on the floor, lifted the prayer mat, and he gave me two gold coins. And the next salah, I said to him that now I'm not going to accept two gold coins. For Asr salah, I want five gold coins. Panch sone ke sikke chahiye. And the prisoner, he says, fair enough, no problem. So he offered his salah, he hit his hand on the floor, lifted the prayer mat, and he gave him five gold coins. And then for Maghrib, he says that I'm not going to ask you for five gold coins now. For Maghrib, I want 10 gold coins. So after the salah, he hit his hand on the floor, lifted the prayer mat, and gave me 10 gold coins. When it was time for Isha, and the prisoner came up to me and he says, it's time for my salah. And he says that now for your Isha salah, I'm going to be asking you double now. Not 10, but I wanted 20 from you. And he says, you can ask anything. My Rabb can give anything you want. So again, as soon as he finished his Isha salah, he hit his hand on the floor and he gave me 20 gold coins. When I saw all of this, now this was the Roman guard that was over these Muslim soldiers. And he says that when I saw this, I was convinced that this person is not a normal person. He might be a saint of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, I took him home, I gave him respect, and I gave him food, and I said to him, if you want, I will make a grand palace for you. Main tumhare liye ek bahut bada mahal taiyar karunga. And the person, he says that I don't want a palace. I just prefer to return back home. Main apne ghar jana chahta hun. He goes, I will return back home. Ab kya hua? Ke this person, he says that I had five soldiers that were with me. And I said to him, make sure that he returns back home safely. Iska koi raaste mein koi masail na ho. And safar kitna tha? It was a 5 days distance to get back to his homeland. And he says, 6 days later, the army soldiers, they came back. Now, if you calculate, if he takes 5 days going to his homeland, 5 days coming back, how many days is that? 10, absolutely. So, but they came back in 6 days. And then he had a letter with him. And he says that when you return home, make sure that he signs the letter so that I know that he's reached home safely. And then when the soldiers came back the sixth day, I asked them, tell me, that you were supposed to be coming back in for 10 days. How come you are back in 6 days? And the soldiers, they say that we don't know what happened. As we were walking with this person, 1 hour later we reached his home. Ek ghanta guzra hum ghar pahunch gaye. And he says then the return journey took us 5 days. So he goes, in that way, it took us 6 days. And this Roman soldier, he says that now I was so convinced that I took them as my witness. And he recited the Shahada and he accepted Islam. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, this is the blessings of Salah, Namaz. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned Salah more than 700 times inside the glorious Quran. And today, if we look into our majority, our Muslim majority, how many Muslims sadly offer their Salah? And the sad fact is that not more than 5% of Muslims today offer their salah. You'll see beautiful masjids, mashallah. But when it comes to salah, there's no one there. I went to a masjid and it wasn't in this country. It was another country I went to. Beautiful masjid. Oh my God, it was so beautiful. The chandeliers, the walls, the decoration, beautiful. And we looked around and, you know, we were there amazed with, oh, such a beautiful masjid. And I said to the Imam Sahab, MashaAllah, Hazrat, so how many people come for Fajr Salah? He goes, the catch is that I'll show you the room where we offer our 5 times Salah. So they took me into a room and he goes, now, Alhamdulillah, we have 5 people coming for Fajr Namaz. So what was all that big room, all that big hall? That was only for Eid or maybe Jummah Salah. That's the reality of our masajids today. That's the reality of our Muslims today. We're so madly in love with the dunya. We are so busy in the dunya that we don't get time to even offer our salah. You ask those people who don't offer their salah and they will come up with million and one excuses. This happened, that happened. You know, just an excuse that we don't have to offer our salah. The most of them will say, dua karai sare kapde paak ho jaan. You know, make dua that our clothes are paak. Make dua that Allah gives me the tawfiq to offer. Now, one person, he says, make dua Allah gives me the tawfiq that I could offer my salah. And that is the correct word to use, tawfiq. If Allah does not give power to anyone, no one could offer their salah. And we are lucky, seriously, we are lucky, alhamdulillah, that we try to offer our salah in the masjid or we try to offer our 5-time salah. Now, I ask you a question. If you want to invite someone in your home, who would you invite? Would you invite someone who you know or would you invite someone that you don't know? Most of the time, you want to invite someone who you know, you love, you respect. You invite them to their homes. Now, just imagine when Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the tawfiq, the ability to come to the masjid, does that not mean that Allah loves us? Does this not mean that Allah Azza wa Jal, alhamdulillah, has given us the ability because He loves us? In the same way, my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, salah is the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qurratu aini fi salah. In salah is the coolness of my eyes. Now, according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at it, there are so many blessings and benefits. You know, a lot of the time, people start to complain. Every second person that you meet today has got a problem. He's got an issue. Some issues going at home, financial issues, family issues, children. You know, there's so many. I was just in Canada and I met with so many people there. Yaqeen maniye, when you talk to them, Hazrat, can I have 5 minutes of your time? Can I have 10 minutes of your time? So many issues and so many problems. But when you ask them, how are you with your salah? Are you punctual? Or when we get the time, we'll offer our salah. You know, if we do not listen to the commands of Allah, we do not obey the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, we do not follow His commands, how are things going to get better in our lives? So, sochne ki baat hai, pyare Islam bhaiyo. If we do not change ourselves, our halat, our things will never change as well. Now, the salah, many, many beautiful things have been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, whoever offers his salah, it will be noor for him inside the grave. It'll be light for him. Just like we got lights on now, it'll be a noor for him. You know, as they say, not all graves will be dark and gloomy. Some graves, alhamdulillah, they'll have light in them. And the person living or the person buried inside them, he will be enjoying his life. Someone sent me a message. They sent me a photo of a grave and it was open. And this grave was of an Islamic brother who passed away 3 years ago. And his body, his coffin, it looked like as if it was just buried today. Now why? Because when you remember Allah, Allah will remember you. Allah, alhamdulillah, will take care of you when you leave this world. In another place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that salah will be the shade from the sun on the day of judgment. Now the sun is millions of miles away from us, millions of miles away from the earth. On the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the sun will be just 1.25 miles away from the earth, and the earth will be made out of copper. Every person will be made to stand on this copper. And he says that copper is one of the metals that absorbs heat. Now, can you imagine how hot it will be on the day of judgment? Can you imagine how difficult it will be for people to stand on the plains of judgment day? But the one who offers his salah, just, you know, he sacrifices a few minutes of his time. You know, when you come for Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, normal days, how long does it take? The most that they will take, Isha Salah, is about 30 minutes or 20 minutes. But if someone cannot take 20 minutes out of his time, and then we say, you know, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make the day of judgment easy for me. You know, you must ask yourself, how will it be easy when we are not making easy for ourselves in the dunya? Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the pool sirat, the bridge of sirat, Every person will have to cross the bridge of Sirat. And you know how difficult it will be to cross the bridge of Sirat? The scholars, they mention that the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can you mention to us what the bridge of Sirat will be like? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, the bridge of Sirat will be 15,000 years journey. You know, it's not just a bridge that we normally know. This bridge is 15,000 years. And remember, on the day of judgment, one day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. Now you can imagine, if one day is equivalent to 50,000 years, how long will it take for 15 years of travel? And this 5 years will be going uphill, 5 years straight and 5 years down the hill. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Allah azza wa jal will order the fire of hell. You know, they say that the sparks of fire, they will come to the bridge of Sirat, grab hold of the sinners and pull it back into it. Can you imagine? It was easy for me to say that. It was easy for us to listen to that. But you know, just imagine, close your eyes and think to yourself, you know, what if this is a reality for us? What are we going to do? So therefore, we need to remember that salah is a great helper for a person. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and attain help through patience and the prayer. A lot of people nowadays, you know, are in difficulty. Maybe it's difficulty because of our finances, children. A lot of people are so worried. Yakeen maniye pyare Islam bhaiyo, we were in Canada and we asked the people a question. Ek sawal pucha hai, normal question, that you are a Muslim. If you were back home in your own country, wherever you are from, what are the chances of you dying as a Muslim? You know, so there were people from Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, some African countries, some other Arab countries. And they said, at the moment, there will be most of about 90% chance that we'll die as a Muslim. What percentage do you have that your grandchildren, they will die as a Muslim in your homeland? And they said roughly 50%. So therefore, you know, in your Muslim country, you have a 50% chance of your grandchildren dying with Islam. Now, those people who asked the question, what is the percentage of your grandchildren dying in Canada? And you know what they said? They said less than 5%. Less than 5% chance. The same, we're in the same country, Canada, UK, there's not much difference. Less than 5% chance of our grandchildren dying with Iman. Why is that? It's because of the society, the corruption. You know, corruption, not only politicians do corruption, people are corrupt as well. People will do corruption. We need to think to ourselves. We need to look ourselves. We need to look our family, our situation at home, the way we live. You know, there's sadly, you'll find so many Muslims, astaghfirullah, you know, in Canada, in Toronto, there's a lot of percentage of non-Muslims. Now, because we come from the same Pakistan, India, the subcontinent, wallahi lazim, I'm stood in the masjid, we could not recognize who's a Muslim and who's not a Muslim. We walked past one of them and he goes, assalamu alaikum. And we stopped and he said, wa alaikum assalam. Good to see you, mashallah. And seriously, and I walked off and I thought, if he had not given me salam, I wouldn't even recognize that he was a Muslim. That is the situation. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, remember, namaz, salah is the most important action after someone becomes a Muslim. Once you become a Muslim, salah is very, very important. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he writes regarding the verse, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. He says, salah allows us to disassociate from the world and fully focus on Allah. This then relieves one's heart of all the worldly difficulties. So when you offer your salah, make sure that you leave the world, you disassociate yourself, switch yourself off. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he says, when you are offering your salah, you are now standing in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Offer your salah in such a manner that you can see Allah. And if you can't see Allah, then no doubt Allah sees you. Is tarah namaz padhe. Now the 5% of Muslims, sadly, that do come for their salah, hamari namaz ki halat kya hai? Do we offer our salah in such a manner that, you know, we totally switch off, or are we still offering our salah? and we're thinking about our business, we're thinking about other stuff as well, we're thinking about our homes, that should be totally removed from our minds. I know sometimes it's difficult. Lekin humne koshish karni hai, pyare Islam bhaiyo. If Allah Azza wa Jal has given you the ability to come to the house of Allah, now we need to make most of that time. Sometimes they say that a person will offer his salah. You've heard, make sure you offer your salah in such a manner because the shaitan will whisper. Pehli cheez to ye hai, the shaitan will whisper, why are you going here? You're too busy at work. Forget it, there's plenty of time. And then what happens, all of a sudden you look at the time, oh my God, jamaat has been done. You missed your jamaat, and then the shaitan will whisper, oh, plenty of time, there's half an hour left, there's 20 minutes left. And then what happens, all of a sudden when you look at the watch, the time's gone by, your namaz has been qaza. And then what happens, you sometimes feel that guilt. Even that guilt is, you know, you've committed a very, very major sin. But even that guilt is something good. But do we ever feel that guilt as well? Let me just mention a neighbor of Sayyidina Siri Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He said to him, last night soldiers came to my home and took my son away. And I fear they are hurting him. They are causing him harm. Please help him and send someone with me to address this. Siri Sakti Rahmatullahi Ali, he is the mamu, the uncle, and the Pir of Murshid of Junaid al-Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He says, Siri Sakti Rahmatullah Alayhi started praying with utmost focus and humility, and he started to offer his salah. After some time, the woman said, oh, Abul Hassan, please hurry. The ruler could imprison my son. Yani she's worried about her son. He could imprison my son. He continued praying, yani he was offering his salah. He then finished this and said to her, oh, slave of Allah, I am solving your problem. I'm solving your problem. What is he doing? He's offering his salah and he says, I'm trying to solve your problem. So this means if you have a problem in your life, how do you solve that problem? You offer your salah. And he says, after a short while, the neighbor's servant arrived and informed her that her son had come back home safely. So, Pyare Sambayo, what do we do today? You know, if you look at the majority, you've got a problem. First thing is, have tawakkul in Allah. Have this, you know, perfect tawakkul, trust in Allah. Whatever happens, you know, one of the aqeedah of the Muslims is wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. That every good and bad is from Allah. So if Allah is testing me, I need to have that full trust in Allah. That, Ya Allah, I know this is a test for me. Ya Allah, I have full trust in you. Allah will help that person. Now, the way we, you know, try to resolve our issues is sometimes, ma'azallah, you know, people will start to miss their salah. Namaz miss, why? I'm a tension. I've got too many problems. I've got this tension. We start smoking, astaghfirullah, someone will start to take drugs. This is not the solution for these problems. The solution is salah. The solution is nawafil. Try to offer as many nawafils as you can. You know, one buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was trying to wear his shoes. Apne joote pehen rahe the. And he made a mistake. Instead of the right foot, he put the left foot inside first. And for compensation, he kept fast for one whole year. Ek saal ke roze rakhe for a compensation. Now, our salah are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Why? Because farz is only farz. You don't have to do the others. You know, so many people talk about this, you know, that you only have to offer your farz salah. Forget the sunnat, forget the nawafil. You know, in Isha salah, I always say this. How many rakahs for Isha salah? 17. 17 rakah for Isha. How many do we offer? 4 sunnate pehli. Yeah, 4 farz, 2 sunnat, 2 nafal. Optional, you can read them anytime you want. They're gone. Then we read the 3 witr, the 2 nafal, they've gone. Why? Because 2 nafal hi hai. Our salah Isha has been shortened. Why? Because is we think that it's okay, I don't have time. A lot of people say that. Time in here, I don't have enough time. If we do not have time to offer our salah, to bow down to Allah Azza wa Jal, what do we have time for? You know, what do we have time for? Time for our friends? Time for social media? Time for this? Time for that? Nowadays, wedding season. People will go to a wedding, astaghfirullah, they will miss their salah. They will miss their salah with the jama'at. But they will not offer their salah. You know, this is the common thing that you see. Shadi hal, I've been to so many weddings. We were in a wedding one day and so many buzurg were there. Baba ji, namaz? Oh, kya karan ji? Jagah hi koni namaz padne waste. You know, Allah's made the whole world musalla for us. You do wuzu, go outside, have a prayer mat with you, musalla, offer your salah. You know, well, then you need to plan for everything. You know, when you plan to go to Pakistan or any other country, you plan for it, don't you? So what is our plan when we are traveling? Our plan should be, salah should be the foremost thing for me. It should be before everything. But then what happens? You're flying in a plane, it's time for namaz. Why should we do our namaz qaza even if we're flying in a plane? If you got planned out again, people, they say, we don't know how to offer our salah. So yeah, this is what we need to understand and this is what we need to learn. As Muslims, it is obligatory upon us. Hum par farz hai, namaz padhe. You know, what are our children going to see? If our children are seeing that my mom and dad, you know, it's time for salah, they've not made any movement, they've not done anything. If our children are seeing that our parents are there listening to ma'azallah music, watching films and all that, what do they think? What kind of a lesson are we giving them? That these things are okay to do. Why? Because mom and dad are doing it. They follow you. You know, and then we say, who's taught my son how to swear? I'm sorry to say this, but maybe you swear at home, that's why they picked you up. And people admit to that as well sometimes. Yeah, we had an argument yesterday and I lost it. It's too late now. Your children are picked up on that. And as Muslims, we need to understand we will die one day. We are destined to die. Humne ek din marna hai. We will have to answer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Lest each and every one of us and those who are watching on Madani channel, ask yourself, am I up to date with my salah? Yeah, you're worried when you're not up to date with your mortgage. Yeah, when you miss a mortgage payment, dil dharakta hai. You go to your friends and you ask them, I'm down with my payments, dil dharakta hai. Have you ever gone to a mufti sahab, a scholar, and say, Hazrat, I missed my salah for so many years. Can you please tell me how I could do qazai umri? Hame to pata hi nahi hai, qazai umri bhi koi cheez hai. This is the sad reality. Our salah, 10 namaz, 11 saal, and our children are doing the same as well. They're following that same routine. Why? Because dad became a namazi when he was 50. So when I get to 50, because dad cannot even say anything to the children because he lived the same life. So, pyare Islam bhaiyo, hum ghor kare, hum Allah Azza wa Jal ke azab se dare, ke aaj hum zinda hai, kal humne marna hai. Answer up to Allah. Apni qazai umri mukammal kare. If you don't know how to calculate your qazai umri, go and sit with someone. Come see me. Come see the scholars. Sit with them. Hazrat, I started offering my salah when I was 30. What do I do? What about my previous salah that I've missed? It's not that you can give sadaqah 10 pound in the masjid, baki sari muaf. Muaf nahi hai. Wo padni padengi. If you missed your fasting in the month of Ramadan, wo roze rakhne. If you miss one roza fasting in the month of Ramadan deliberately, you can fast for the whole of your life. You will never ever get the reward of that one fast that you missed. Now, can you imagine? Abhi time hai, we are still breathing, we are still alive. So, main umeed karta hu, inshallah, azza wa jal, sare Islami bhai, sab niyat karte hai ki hum inshallah apni namaz ka hisab lagayenge. Dekhe, humne namaz padhni hai. Time is running out. I could be alive. There was a janaza announcement of one Islamic brother who passed away. He was only 25. He walked into the gym, had a heart attack and died there. Just in Dewsbury a couple of weeks ago. I could be next, I don't know. Toba karein, apni qazai umri ka hisab lagayein. Allah ta'ala amal ki taufeeq ata farmayein. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.